In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Vainglory is not a word you probably use a lot, okay? So maybe you even don't know what vainglory is. But it sure is something that you and I, we do a lot. We may not know the word, but we do it a lot. Vainglory is our constant need for other people to think we are awesome. Okay? That's to put it in a nutshell. Vainglory is constantly worrying about what do others think of me? Constantly worrying about my image, what our friends and neighbors think, our reputation, our popularity. That's vainglory. So celebrities are the ultimate example. So we can all agree on this. Nobody's going to fight me on this. Celebrities are vainglorious, right? Celebrities' whole job is to keep other people thinking that they are the greatest. And they work hard at it. They spend a lot of money to do it, right? They need to be the most interesting, the most beautiful, the smartest, the wisest, the wealthiest, and whatever else. This is what celebrities need. And of course, it doesn't even matter if you actually are any of those things. That doesn't matter in the least. It just matters if everybody thinks you are. And that's their job. That's how they make money, right? That's being on the front of magazines. That's being a guest on the right, you know, talk shows. That's walking down the right red carpets. All of that is vain glory. It's glory that is purely vain. It's just empty. It's meaningless. Okay, now, we can all agree on that. But the problem is you don't need to be a celebrity to be caught up in vain glory. You and I, we practice a lot less glamorous kind of vainglory, but it's just as much sin. So you all know that for you, there are certain things that you need other people to think about you. There are just certain things. Some of them are the same for all of us, but a lot of them are different. There's just certain things we need other people to think we're number one at. Okay? They're usually completely vain things, empty things, meaningless things, but they're important to us. So maybe are you the one that has the nicest house? Or maybe are you the one that has the cleanest house when people come over? Are you the one who always knows all the gossip in town? Everybody knows they can come to you. Are you the one who has the most college degrees so that you're always considered to be the smartest? Are you the one who makes the most money? Are you the one who works the hardest, right? That's how you're known. I'm the hard worker. Are you the one who always knows what's going on in the political world? You always are up to date on it. Are you the one that always has the best golf score? Or if not that, the best golf cart? Or if not that, the best golf clubs, right? Are you the one that has the most connections? You know the most people. Everyone can come to you, right? Are you the one with the best hair? Are you the one that knows the best restaurants to eat at? The one who's the humblest of anyone? The one with the smartest kids? The most popular? The one who takes charge? The one who gets things done? Who's the busiest? Who prays the most? Who gives the most? Who has the best looking yard? The best looking body? Who are you? And if you answer that question by anything that is what other people think about you, or what you want other people to think about you, that's vainglory. And it is sin. Please understand, as I'm talking about this, glory itself isn't bad. I mean, you could take this too far and you think, well, I can never receive praise of any kind. No, it's not bad to get praise. In fact, we need it. We need people's approval of us. I mean, that's from early age on, right? When you're a child, what are you constantly looking for? Mom and dad's approval. And that's good. You know, a pat on the back, somebody says, nice job, you get an award, a scholarship, your boss praises your work. This is all good things. But the problem is, we can't stop at just the good thing. we've got to turn it into vainglory, where this becomes who we are and what we're always going after. So notice in the word vainglory, all you did was take a good thing, the word glory, and you added vain to it. Like, you're so vain, you probably think this song is about you, right? Well, that's what vainglory is. You're so vain, you probably think the glory is all about you. That's vainglory. It's empty glory. So vainglory has this way, I mean, it starts to become the reason we do everything, right? Everything we're doing is, what are others going to say about it? How's it going to make me look, right? Everything we do is to be praised, to boost our image, to be noticed, to be popular, to maintain our reputation. And all of that is sin. And even more than that, it's harmful to us. Now look at Jesus on Palm Sunday. Is Jesus loving all the glory? Is he loving all the attention, right? Basking in the glory. Oh, yes, throw a parade for me, right? Royal palm branches. Lay out a red carpet for me, right? Shout, Hosanna, Hosanna, right? Does Jesus get caught up in the glory? Does he grab a microphone, you know, and give a speech, something the likes of Donald Trump? Thank you, everyone. I am great, and I will make Jerusalem great again. Is that what Jesus does? Remember, this is not the first time he receives praise. In fact, all through his ministry, people were trying to praise him. He would often receive praise when he heals someone, he casts out a demon, and they're like, wow, and Jesus is gone. Or he feeds the 5,000 people, and they're like, we got to make him our king, and they look for him, and they can't find him. Where'd he go? Or Jesus, when he raises Lazarus from the dead. Did you catch that in the reading from John? That's why they were all there. They couldn't find him. They were looking for him. They heard he raised Lazarus from the dead. They wanted to praise him for it. But every time that they want to laud him with glory, he's curiously absent. So what is it? Is Palm Sunday his one shining moment of glory? No. Jesus was after a completely different glory. Jesus knew that some of the very people that are throwing him this parade will be the very people that in a few days are yelling for him to be put to death. So I want to take you back to the hymn we just sang. And you don't have to look at it or anything, but just listen as I remind you of what we just sang. It says, ride on, ride on in majesty, right? In majesty, hark, all the tribes, Hosanna cry. O Savior meek, pursue thy road with palms and scattered garments strode. Now here it comes. Ride on in majesty, in lowly pomp, ride on to die. That's Jesus' glory. Jesus, on Palm Sunday, doesn't stop for, you know, let all the paparazzi get all their pictures. And, you know, he doesn't stop to give interviews or give a rousing campaign speech. He doesn't stop to sign autographs. He doesn't bask in the glory at all. He rides on. Ride on to die. Because he doesn't care about any of that. He doesn't care about any of that vainglory. Only cares about the real glory. And the true glory doesn't come from this parade or shouting. Where does true glory come from? It comes from the Father in heaven. Now, verse 4. Ride on in majesty, thy last and fiercest strife is nigh. The Father on his sapphire throne awaits his own anointed Son. So I'm going to do my best to put this in words, but it would be a lot better if I had a picture for you. But picture Jesus. He's on this parade, all the people surrounding him. They got the palm branches. They're laying the garments on the road. But Jesus, according to this hymn verse, looks ahead, doesn't bask in all the glory, but he looks ahead and sees his Father sitting on his throne waiting for him. That's real glory, right? To see the Father smiling at him, knowing that the Father will say to him after his death and resurrection, "Well done, my son." Now, what about you then? Jesus did all of this for us. And while we kind of mess around with who's got the nicest house, who's got the best body, who's the most popular, who can waste the most money, Jesus is calling us saying, come on, forget that. Look ahead. Here is your Father in his heavenly mansion, sitting on his sapphire throne, waiting for you. I mean, can you think of any greater praise or any greater approval or glory than the King of heaven and earth sitting on his throne, smiling at you and saying, welcome, my son or daughter, to paradise? That's real glory. I mean, today we're so engrossed in what we think and what others think about us, right? Oh, what do you think of God? What do you think of politics? What do you think of gun control? And what do others think about me? What do they think about my kids? And here is Jesus saying, forget that. What does God think of you? What does God think of us? This is our true glory, that the Almighty God, Father, maker of heaven and earth, has given his Son Jesus for you and me, so that believing in him and being baptized in him, we see our Father in heaven saying, well done, good and faithful servant. That is unbelievable glory. And we say, but God, I'm not faithful. I'm not glorious by any means. I'm a terrible sinner. I deserve the pits of hell. But no, Jesus has taken all my sins away. He rode on in majesty for me. I'm baptized into him. I believe in him. My sins are forgiven. And God the Father in heaven is smiling at me in heavenly glory. There is no glory that even can come close to comparing to that. You know, all other glory in this world is just petty and vain and meaningless and empty compared to that. You know the Father in heaven is waiting for you on his throne with joy and happiness. And that's why all of the Holy Scriptures tell us to do everything for the glory of who? God. Not for the glory of others, not for vain praise. Do all things for the glory of God, because that is the real glory. Now, one of the most wonderful verses for this is David's Psalm, Psalm 3, verse 3, where he says, but you, O Lord, are a shield about me, my glory, and the lifter of my head. See, as we are tempted to look for glory everywhere else, we need to be praised by others. Here David calls you and me to say, no, this is my glory. This is our glory. Our Savior Jesus Christ and our Father in heaven who is well pleased with us. And there's one more word about this, lest we forget. The same glory that is yours is also for everybody else. For everybody else. God desires every sinner. When we come before his heavenly throne, he desires every sinner to see him smiling upon them with love and forgiveness and mercy. No one, we don't want anyone to hear those words, depart from me, workers of evil, I do not know you. So as we continue to give all praise and glory to Jesus Christ, our Savior, we also pray that our friends and our neighbors and those we work with and our children would also see him and would believe in him and would follow with us to that glory of the world to come, to see our Father on his sapphire throne, smiling in all his glory. In Jesus' name, amen. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.